Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content. But you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. As I said in the last episode, I has done moved. I'm no longer in the Bronx. I am in Middletown, New York. So I'm looking very... I don't want to put this... I'm looking forward to being able to ministering here and being with the people of God here. I was here as a student, now I'm here as a priest, and I am very happy so far. So God willing, you know, he'll grant me some good years and some good healthy years here. Now, today I want to talk a little bit about our first reading that we had at the Sunday Mass this past weekend, because we heard from the second book of Kings from a vignette of the life of the prophet Elisha, the sort of inheritor of the mantle of Elijah. And we see a woman with a barren womb with curiosity going out to get to know the prophet and welcoming him into her house. And through that act of charity, her womb becomes open to receive a great blessing from God via the prophet. And I think there's something that in this encounter that we can learn from, because both of those prophets, Elijah and Elisha, had very fundamental moments in relationship to the lives of children. Elijah, through his intercession, brought back a child from the dead. And through the intercession of Elisha, what was once lifeless now has life within it. So both episodes show us that the God of these prophets, our God, is a God of life, out of nothingness and out of death itself. So these sort of extremes. And we see this woman, you know, just going out and taking the initiative. She senses something on about this prophet, about this man that she's seeing traveling around, etc. And she goes out of her comfort zone and invites her, talks him into coming into her house. And then through their exchanges, she continues to care for his needs as he travels and etc. So much so that she becomes open and the prophet seeks to gain a blessing for her from God. And as I'm seeing how our churches are reopening here in this area of New York I'm at, we need the people of God to be like that woman, to go out and to care for the church, you know, to find those little ways to aid her. Even if it's just calling your parish office and saying, you know, who are some parishioners that I can call and keep checking in on to see how they're doing? You know, maybe some elder that they can't get out or that won't leave because they're more susceptible to the virus. So that way they feel connected to their community. So you could do that. Could you help get on the team that sanitizes your church down? One of the things we're struggling with here is getting enough volunteers for all the masses that we have to help sanitize the church after the mass. Maybe you can do that. You know, and there might be a variety of different things going on at the local level that you could serve and meet. You know, also donate to your church. I've reminded the people here this past weekend, you know, yes, your money keeps the lights on. The reason I have a handicap shower is because the people of God were willing to pay for it. And I have a floor here where my shoes won't slide, so I won't slip out of bed when I try to put on my prosthetic. Why? Because the people of God were willing to care for me and to pay for it. So yes, the church during these times, as we begin to open back up, need needs money, but we also need your talents. We also need your time, both and. And this is why you have to get out of your comfort zone and ask. You know, there's this thing called the Pareto distribution. Pareto, I believe, sorry. And that pretty much it says within any organization, 10% of the people do the work. And for the church to thrive and not just to limp through the world, but to thrive in the world so it can fulfill its mission by making Christ its spouse known, it needs each and every one of its members to do what they can with the time, talent, and treasure in their life to help her out, to make the proclamation of the kingdom through the sharing of Jesus Christ known in the world. And it starts in little ways. It doesn't have to be big, grandioso sort of things. I know it can be intimidating. You know, and if you've been a volunteer at your parish in the past and you get dumped on with things, many hands make light the work. And it can be as simple as getting some names and checking up on them regularly. And if something's going on, let your priest know so they can go give the anointing of the sick or go hear confession, you know, of people that are more homebound. Little things don't seem like much, but remember, little mustard seeds, okay? So we see in this woman, through that act of charity, of going out of herself and of making herself known, the reward of the prophet was given her. And what was that reward? It's a reward of life. And that life was extended over time because she was given a child, and that child had his own children, and et cetera, and et cetera. Charity goes on into the sort of infinitum, because the infinity. Why? Because its foundation is love. So be not afraid in these times, but find what you can do at your local parish to aid that parish as we all begin to open up our churches to begin to, of course, there won't be normalcy, I don't believe, until there's a vaccine and et cetera, but to get to some level where people of God can be cared for, the evangelization can continue, and we can continue to grow in the Spirit as we seek to care and love each other and ourselves through the great gift that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in our life. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you now. I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. And if you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There at my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my other YouTube channel with my videos. You can find things I've written, like articles and blog posts. You can even email me through that website. All this at thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm praying for you.
These are unprecedented times for our world, our nation, and our faith. Cities are being burned. The debate rages over our national identity, and a global pandemic has shut down our parishes and deprived the faithful of the sacraments. Times like these can challenge our faith and our hope. Now more than ever, Catholics need to utilize technological advances to strengthen their faith. Endorsed by faithful bishops and cardinals, Breadbox Media is answering this need by providing on-demand podcasting that is faithful to the magisterial teachings of the Catholic Church. Our podcasts let you nurture your faith at any location, at your convenience, and at no cost. We are able to provide this free service because of the generosity of our donors. Would you consider giving a donation today to support this vital ministry? Not only is your donation tax deductible, but you will be helping to transform hearts, minds, and our culture for Christ. Donations can be made by going to breadboxmedia.com. Thank you, and may God bless you.